Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And there you have it, Joe Biden at his finest. I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating the fact. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. What an embarrassment. A monumental first-class embarrassment of the highest order in his foreign policy. And there are people out there going, he was so amazing. It was the best trip we've ever had in foreign policy. From a brain-dead moron who can't remember his line.
Let me take some questions from the, well, they tell me who to talk to here.
It's insanity. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joey Demento, snapping at reporters. You dog-faced pony soldier. Shut up. You're a liar. I'll do some push-ups. I can outdo more push-ups than you. I mean, look, hey, Democrats, let me explain something to you. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. Putin got everything he wanted out of this clown, Joe Biden. He's got troops amassed on the Crimea border. I mean, he's got the pipeline, Nord Stream, going to Europe. He's gotten everything he's wanted since they put this puppet in place, the powers that be, whoever deposed President Trump and put Joe Biden in office. He's gotten everything he's wanted. Putin has. So it's Xi. You guys, let me tell you, right now, here's the good news about politics in America. You don't feel it right away, but the downrange implications of Biden and the bungling that Mr. Magoo and his team have done is immeasurable. Truly. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. I like it how Biden ended it. I don't
believe in anything. Nothing. I have no truth. Or, I mean,
I don't even think, and here's the good news. He doesn't know what he says, so he's kind of unfiltered. I think we played a clip where he ended up apologizing to a reporter after the fact. But here's this reporter. She continues to press him. Haven't you given all this stuff to Putin? You know, how do you believe him when he says certain things? And Biden's answer is, the world is watching Putin. You know, it's the world that's going to correct him, right? Just like the world corrected Hitler. Just like the world corrected Pol Pot and corrected Stalin and corrected all these other heinous dictators, right? The world, they cared about world's opinion. Let me tell you about something about people like that. And I will say I share this trait. If I'm going to do something that I'm committed to, ask me if I give a crap what you think. Ask me. Are you going to ask? Okay, here's my answer. I don't care. That's leadership. As bad as it may seem, it is leadership to say, I don't care what you view of my, you know, when Putin says, Hitler says, I'm taking over Poland, he didn't care what the world thought. He made the decision, I'm taking over Poland. Now, that's that. Well, let me wait and see what Chamberlain thinks and Churchill and, you know, FDR. He didn't care. It took some very strong-willed people to push back on him to say, I care. Now, that's what Biden's saying is, you know, the world will do this. I don't think the world will. I think we live in a very different world. I think Putin can do whatever he wants. Anyway, here's the rest of that clip.
But given his past behavior has not changed, and in that press conference, after sitting down with you for several hours, he denied any involvement in cyber attacks. He failed to lay human rights abuses
Biden gets testy easily, doesn't he? Man, he is, well, if you don't understand that, then you're just a dog-faced pony soldier. The press is asking him legitimate questions. You know, listen, Putin does this, and of course, I don't know what Putin does. I don't know how bad of a man he is. I'm going to presume he's pretty bad. Former KGB, now he's leading the nation. You don't get to that being a nice guy. He's not Donald Trump. He's not a guy who earned his way and beat the system at its own game. He's not that. Bad guy. But so is Biden. I mean, bad guy. Racist. Sexist. He's not as bad as the Clintons, or Hillary Clinton, but he's a bad guy. Anyway, she says, Putin's past behavior hasn't changed. Still a violation of human rights. I don't know to what degree. I don't study Russian history, whatever. I have no interest in it. She says he's denied the cyber attacks. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of believe him. We don't know where cyber attacks come from anymore. The Iranians are attacking us. The Chinese definitely attack us. There's no question about that. So the cyber attacks are exactly that. They can be orchestrated by anybody paid to the highest bidder. So we don't know. He's denying it. Here's what I would say. I would bet you we're attacking them. We've got the smartest guys on the planet. One of them works for me, by the way. Well, I should say works with me. I hate to say he works for me, but he works with me. We're partners in multiple things. I can tell you, he doesn't tell me much, but even the little things that you can glean from conversations, we're attacking. But she goes on to say, how does this amount to a constructive meeting when he's denying these things? You haven't challenged him on anything. And what she's essentially saying is, you're a waste of space. You are a feckless leader, and you're saying one thing to us publicly. Who knows what's going on in the meetings? Now, Biden's spokespeople say, oh, well, he's being tough on Putin in the meetings. You just don't know. No, we don't. We don't know. And I don't think Biden knows how to be tough. I don't think he has the memory to be tough enough to put on his underalls. You know, his adult panties or underwear. What do they call them? Depends? So, yeah, if you understand that, you know, he wants you to think you're stupid. He's a smart guy. You're stupid for asking legitimate questions. We're going to ask a lot more legitimate questions.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813. 813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, we now know the statute of limitations for being unwoke. That is 11 years. After years of being largely shunned from the mainstream, celebrity chef Paula Deen is hitting Fox airwaves this Wednesday for an episode of MasterChef Legends. Deen will appear as the third legend in season 11 of MasterChef, according to Gold Derby. Did anybody happen to catch that show? I didn't. But good for her. Here's what they write. Known for her fatty cuisines and yummy desserts, this Southern belle follows in the footsteps of Emeril Lagasse, Curtis Stone, the first two culinary geniuses to serve as mentor judges during the audition round, the report outlined. Adding that the former Food Network star will be working alongside host Gordon Ramsay and judges Joe Bastianich and Aaron Sanchez. Deen was cut from the Food Network in 2013 over racially charged revelations from a lawsuit that was ultimately dismissed. Delish.com outlined the controversy. This was in June of 2013. While she was being deposed during a lawsuit brought against her by Lisa Jackson, the former general manager of her Savannah, Georgia restaurant, Uncle Bubba's Seafood and Oyster House, Deen admits to using the N-word in the past. Yes, of course, she said. And it was funny because if you had asked practically anybody you knew during the time, have you used the N-word? The answer would have been, yeah, of course I have. in the South, kids growing up used it unknowing that it was a bad word. They were like, well, I mean, that's what they heard. She answered truthfully. She wasn't saying I was malicious in the use of the word. It's like, first of all, it's like black folks using it. We can use it for good. We can use it for that. It's like, how many words do you know that you could go, you could use it one way, and then your intonation another way means it's bad? Like, hey, fool, don't be a fool. Come on. Or, hey, fool. I could take practically any word that you use, even as a term of endearment, and I can make it so, you know, so bad, so foul, that you'll go, don't call me that. Just don't call me that. But man, Paula Deen admits, yeah, I grew up that way. You know, quite frankly, what she should have said is, you know, I mean, I'm not even going to go into the details of it because she said she did the right thing, but she did it apologetically. She used to say, yeah, I said it. I absolutely said it. It was stupid, but I was a kid. I was growing up, you know, whatever. But yeah, what do you want me to tell you? You want me to lie? Because that's what you want me to do. You really want me to lie. So you can bring somebody here and go, I heard it say it. Or you bring a recording of me, you know, talking about the word in context. But here's what I can tell you. I want you to understand this. Lisa Jackson was her general manager at a store, at one of her restaurants. That's pretty high praise. Could she handle it? I don't know. Maybe she got fired. But you know what Lisa did? She decided, I'm going to put Paula Deen on Front Street. I'm going to make it racial. And Paula couldn't withstand it, man. 11 years, she's lost a career. I mean, can you imagine what her lifestyle, what happened to her lifestyle during that time? 11 years. Wow. They sent her to racial rehabilitation camp. I joked in a comedy set. I said, yeah, Paula got sent to Phoenix. And the first thing she said when she got off the plane, oh, Lord, it's hot. It's Africa hot up in here. Oh, man. And the people at the camp are like, oh, Lord, we got a lot of work ahead of us. Could you find one of them little colored fellas to bring me a mint julep? Oh, man. Hey, here's the deal. I'm so happy to see Paula Deen get back on. You want to know why? It's a sign of winning in a strange kind of way. It's a sign that says, okay, you doxed her. You did everything you could to destroy her, but she didn't get destroyed. And you know why she didn't get destroyed? Because she told the truth and she has staying power. I don't know who decided to bring her out of the ash, let the phoenix rise from the ashes, but good for them. See, this weaponized racism that the left teaches needs to end. It has many of you scared to death. The only way you survive it, honestly, is you either work for yourself and you make yourself immune to whatever you decide to say. And here's what's funny. Go on Sirius Radio, listen to Kevin Hart's station, for example. I might do this just as a test to show you guys what I'm talking about. Go to that station. Go to some of the other stations that I've listened to, you know, because I prefer XM radio. I like to determine what I listen to. And I will cut a 3-minute clip of the dudes. And they have this show called Hank Swank's House or something like that. Anyway, I'll record 2-3 minutes of that show. And I'll show you how many N-word bombs get dropped in a 3-minute period. No consequence. On radio. Go on YouTube and go to any of these lefty shows. Watch how many times the N-word gets dropped without any repercussions. See, so you can't weaponize something and the only people that can have the weapon are the people who are supposedly hurt by the weapon. You can't do that. If you're going to let the word be said, the word needs to be said. I'm just telling you, I don't care. Look, there are people that go, Kevin, even when I'm giving it as an example, that I find that word so offensive. And I just say, shut up. That word is no more offensive than a curse word. My brother, I remember years ago, 20 years now, he quit cursing. He says, Kev, I don't need it. I get it. I joined him for a little bit. I go, you know what? I'm going to cut back too because he's my older brother. I'm going to do the same thing. And I stopped because here's the thing. Words are not going to define you. A word, if I say muck, chuck, cluck, buck, and I change one letter, well, in some cases two for cluck, I change one letter and suddenly the word is offensive, right? That's insanity to me. To a linguist, a lexiconist, or what do you call it? A person who studies words and the origins of words, I find it ridiculous how much power we put into a single word. A word that, quite frankly, is used by so many people over and over every day as a term of endearment. What's up, my Negro? I mean, that number of times I've heard that growing up, it's insane. And it was a term of endearment. Nobody ever felt offended by it. It wouldn't have mattered if it was a white dude saying it or a Latino. But we get offended because we're taught to have this reaction, this visceral reaction. Oh my God, Kevin, that word is so offensive to me. What other word is offensive to you? Let me put it to you this way. I can make some words offensive to you. I can make you never forget them. You want to put power in nonsense. That's what we've done. We've weaponized something that we can't even use as a weapon. Congratulations, Paul Levine, for getting your life back. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to the U.S.-Mexico border this week. Harris was tasked by President Joe Biden to lead diplomatic efforts to stem the flow of illegal immigrants arriving at the southern border. We'll make a stop in El Paso on Friday. This as the Biden administration is allowing people who were turned away by former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy to come to the country and pursue their asylum claims. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn telling Fox News asylum seekers should only come to the United States legally.
The Biden administration wants to give people who've had a chance to seek asylum but have not gotten it another bite at the apple. I think we need to enforce our laws. We need to send a message that if you want to come to America, that we welcome you coming here legally.
President Biden set to speak on gun violence later today. USA Radio News. The fourth and last supermoon of 2021 will be here tomorrow.
Fresh from the summer solstice, this month's full moon rises Thursday in the afternoon. Known as the Strawberry Moon, the Strawberry Supermoon will reach peak illumination at 2:40 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, and visibility will be optimal in the southeastern skies. It'll be happening just after sunset. As it peaks above the horizon, the supermoon will appear larger than usual and contain a golden hue. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury selection is underway in the case of the man charged with a deadly shooting at a Maryland newspaper. The jury is expected to decide if Jared Ramos was insane at the time of the shooting and will spend the rest of his life in prison or a psychiatric hospital. In 2019, Ramos pleaded guilty but not criminally responsible due to insanity for the rampage that killed five people at the Capitol Gazette. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Man, the left so hated when tragedies don't turn out the way they want them to turn out. They hate it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They can't stand it. If a cop shoots a black perp, they can't stand it if the perp was armed to the teeth, shooting at the cop, or it killed a baby or something. They just want the cop to be lily white, and they want the perp to be seen as a gentle giant on his way to college. I mean, they just, it's orchestrated mayhem. It really, it's fun to watch, except it's impacting people's lives. 844-551-8255. So, there was a tragedy, folks. And I'm going to tell you, if you're a leftist out there, I'm going to put this in your brain. I want you to admit this right now. When you heard that a truck ran into the crowd at this Florida Pride Parade, or South Florida, you were hoping for the worst. What these people did, folks, was immediately go, I know it was one of them crazy Trump-supporting, Bible-thumping, Confederate flag-wearing peoples, white males, a Dylan Roof. That's what they were hoping for. And by the way, many people, many conservatives went, oh, God, I hope nobody rammed them. But the majority of us probably thought, I wonder if a Muslim was driving that truck. Would be legit. They've done it before. Pulse nightclub. Shot the place up. Killed a bunch of folks. Muslim dude. They're known for it. But the left wanted it to be another. They were like Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, they came, they rammed, they put that man in a truck in the middle of us, and they put a noose around our neck and poured bleach on us. It was so horrible. That truck was full of nooses and bleach.
Well, it wasn't. The fatal truck crash at the Pride Parade in South Florida last Saturday appears to be an accident. Contrary to initial speculation, it was a terrorist attack against the gay community. I'm reading this, folks. This was in The Hill. Wilton Manors Police Chief Gary Blocker told The Hill in an email the crash was, quote, not a criminal act directed at anyone or any group of individuals. Bada bing, bada boom. Guess what, conservatives? You really don't care about gay pride parades. Hey, for the record, we know when they're happening. We know they exist. They're in every major city, and you've never had an incident. But January 6th, when conservatives convened on the nation's capital, you know what you did? LGBT community, leftist community, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Democrats in general, you decided you were going to crash our little party with your hooligans. And now you're sicking the FBI on people. You got people arrested. And I could go on. for doing absolutely nothing. But you are unmolested. Year after year, you have your little gay pride parades. You have your month that you celebrate. We got to have it shoved down our throats, pardon the pun, of all the crap that you want to tell us about yourselves, not us. See, because we don't care. We don't care. You want to have sex with a goat, that's between you and the whoever owns the goat. It has nothing to do with us. And yet, we got to deal with all your nonsense day in, day out. Homophobic. Let me tell you something. You get beat up. You get killed. You get whatever. All the crimes that happen in the gay community happen in the heterosexual community. Probably a lot more. So don't give me little problems. It ain't a hate crime when you get mugged or you get beaten or whatever it is. It's just a crime. But they want to be so separate, leading with the way they have sex. Have you ever heard of such nonsense in your life? So I'm prideful, man, because I love it when another man is with me. I'm prideful. That's what you're prideful about? You're not prideful because you're a good human being? Because you do you do unto others? Because you live by golden rules and other tenets that make you a good person in society, still unworthy of the grace of God, by the way. You aren't prideful about that? Prideful in the job that you do, in the friendships that you form, in the people that you help, in the way that you think, and not having these bigoted views on life? You're not prideful in that? See, because I can have a lot of pride. I can celebrate your month with you because I don't care about your little step of the rainbow. What I care about is your humanity. And if you want to share that humanity with another manity, that's cool. That's cool. Or another womanity. If you want to share your humanity, is it humanity? Then fine. I'm not going to moralize about it. But stop pushing it on me. Stop trying to make me love the way you do something that I find not is certainly not natural. But there are many things that I find that way. I don't care, you know, what your issue is. Look, there are people that think that guys that go fishing every weekend are strange. Fine. Don't, you know, do the guys that fish every weekend and know or live off the grid, do they go, I just think that everybody who's not living off the grid is... No, everybody's got some kind of wacko special interest. And you know what you should do? You should embrace it. You should understand it. I understand enough about transsexuals to be dangerous. I find it very disheartening that a person grows up a particular way biologically and thinks there's something else. If you want to do that, I find it that. But I would never not treat them like a human being. I have no interest in them in terms of their sexuality, but that's one little facet of who they are. And we make it such a big deal. You know why it's a big deal to conservatives? When you want to teach it to kids. What was it? There was a country that just said, you can't teach LGBT crap until people are 18 years old. See, I'm okay with that. Kids that think they're different, by the time you're 18, you figured things out. Now you can make your decision about what you want to be. Now I know the lobby is like, oh, well, Kevin, you know, I knew I was gay from 6 years old. Fine, then live it. Then live it. And I feel bad if society won't allow you to do it. Because you should be able to live who you want to be. But don't blame us. Don't blame us because people look at you as strange. If you got size 18 feet, I promise you, people are looking. And they're wondering what the deal is. If you're missing an arm, people are going to look. We're going to stare. We're gawkers. We're, you know, yellow, what do they call them? Rubberneckers. But it doesn't mean we don't understand and appreciate your humanity. And if they thought that way, the world would be a much better place as opposed to making all these lobbies and special interests. You are not special, gay people. I'll break it to you the right way. You are just like us. No better and no worse. But listen to the mayor, Wilton Manor's Vice Mayor Paul Raleigh and Fort Lauderdale Mayor Dean Trantalis said that they alluded that this thing was a terrorist attack, and then they had to walk it back. The early investigation now indicates it looks like it was a tragic accident, but nobody's saying finally what it is. A white pickup truck ran over two people. This is in that community that's near Fort Lauderdale, before a pride parade on Saturday, leaving one person dead and another seriously injured. The truck reportedly barely missed Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was also in attendance at the parade. I'll just reserve comment. Trantalis, Fort Lauderdale's first openly gay mayor, initially called the incident a terrorist attack against the LGBT community, before clarifying his remarks to say that the crash appears to be an accident. I was an eyewitness to the horrifying events. It terrorized me and all around me. See, he still had to use the word. I feared it could be intentional based on what I saw from mere feet away. As the facts continue to be pieced together, a picture is emerging of an accident in which a truck careened out of control. You want to know what the accident was, folks? It was a 77-year-old member of the LGBT community, member of Fort Lauderdale's Gay Men's Chorus, who ran these people down. The driver was a participant in the parade who had ailments preventing him from walking the duration of the parade and was selected to drive as the lead vehicle. So the lead vehicle in this parade, sanctioned by the parade, runs over a bunch of gay people. And what do? They say it's a terrorist attack. Like I said, I hope they were thinking Muslims, because I bet you, Holy Mother of Jussie Smollett, they were thinking about us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$10,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What's up, white people? How y'all celebrate Juneteenth? Yep. I was going to get to it. I wanted to get to it right, you know, right after, but we did a best of on my birthday. Then I did a birthday show. And so now we're talking about Juneteenth. Finally. We get another holiday celebrating Democrat guilt. Another holiday meant to give black leftists the equivalent of beads for Manhattan. You know, the deal we cut with the Indians. What, we give them $28 worth of beads for Manhattan? Black folks, woo! Man, Kevin, we done got trillions of dollars in reparations. What you got to show for it? Black leftists? Belly aching? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That's where you can find us. Let me tell you something, folks. The overwhelming black people in this country are just amazing people. They are gorgeous to look at. They're smart. They run businesses. They're successful. They have great families. They contribute to the culture of society. And I could go on. just amazing. What flavor we've added to the fabric of America. But you know what we do? We let a very small handful of those black folks, these lefties, we let a very small handful of them, less than 20%, dictate all the policies of this country. We ignore the 80% of black people who are absolutely feasting in America. They make you believe that black folks hate this country. So what do? The Democrats go, well, we're going to give them Black History Month, and then we're going to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. And now Joe Biden says, let's give them Juneteenth. Juneteenth, when the blacks in the South got the word that slavery had ended. Yeah, think about it. Black people are the least employed ethnic group, so we get a holiday. We get a free day of off of work from the, you know, from the people that don't have jobs. Hey, listen, you get to sit on that porch another day and watch white people get a free day off of work. Congratulations, black folks. I guess luckily, so many black people do work for the Fed because they get that holiday. What my grandmother say, idle hands are the devil's workshop. That was a saying she knew growing up. Black people, we didn't disappoint. We took the first Juneteenth holiday to kill each other on the federal dime. Crime funded by Joey Demento at the expense of the U.S. taxpayer. We went out on Saturday and we partied and then we shot each other up. And we got up the next day and we did it all over again. Woo-hoo! All over the country. Way to go, black leftist. Here's what one article wrote. Gun violence marred outdoor and indoor gatherings in cities across the U.S. this weekend after some regions emerged from a scorching heat wave. There is part of the heat wave that is part of it. I'm not going to lie to you. When I think of Heat Wave, I think of the group that sang Boogie Nights. You remember the song Boogie Nights? Boogie Nights, oh. And the song was Boogie Nights. Ain't no doubt we all here to party. Boogie Nights, come on out, got to get. I love that song. Oh, they also did Always and Forever. You guys remember that song? Always and Forever. That was a great song. You got? Do you remember? How old are y'all? Y'all, that song is much older than you, but you probably heard it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. My producers know it. Each moment with you, it's just like a dream. I got to sing it now because I love it. That somehow came true. Anyway, Heat Wave was the group that did it. And that's what we were talking about, Heat Wave. You know black people are musical. So, the Heat Wave is the reason why we got all this violence. But it was, you would think that black people would say, hey, we just got another national holiday for black people. In the middle of June, not in February. We got this one in June. Let's celebrate. Colorado Springs, back-to-back shootings that injured five that started on Friday night. They were preparing to shoot black folks. In Louisiana, they won't even tell you where. Six people shot two fatally in the wee early morning hours of Saturday on Juneteenth. Flint, Michigan. Woman died after she was fatally shot by police after allegedly exchanging gunfire with them near a Juneteenth parade. She really went out to celebrate. Old girl was like, shoot, it's Juneteenth, I'm going to shoot me a cop. Pigs in a blanket, roast them like bacon. They wouldn't release the suspect's name. She wasn't a good shot because the officer was uninjured. Police said the suspect had driven up to a traffic point near the parade and opened fire on an officer. So, look, bleedingbluemovie.com. Go see it. Tell friends about it. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable what we have created. And the way that we're going to placate it, the way we're going to get things back to normal, according to Joe Biden, let's give black folks another holiday. Woohoo! Hey, I don't know if Joe really understands that. He's also giving white people the same day. Elsewhere, where else do we have some bad stuff going on? Well, in the Midwest. NBC Chicago reported that at least five people were killed and dozens injured in gun violence across the city so far this weekend. What? Chicago had a bunch of people shot and a bunch of people killed? What? That's news to us over here at the Kevin Jackson Network, except that we talk about it every week. You know, they act like this is something new. All this new violence is occurring. It's new. This is not new. Every city that we've mentioned pretty much has similar stuff. And if it isn't Colorado Springs, well, maybe it's Memphis. They act like there's a new scourge of violence occurring. And, of course, they always blame the gun. I know we have a clip from a mayor, and she blames the guns. Anyway, let's continue. Wichita, Kansas police officer was hospitalized in critical condition after a shooting, according to the police chief, Gordon Ramsey. NBC News affiliate reported that the suspect in the shooting was killed after exchanging fire with police. Good. That's justice right there. In Texas, two children were among eight people shot at a party in Old East Dallas. Police said the shooting happened after an argument broke out at the party. Let me just say something, folks. Bet you money. I don't know anything more about this story. I'll bet you money. These are black folks celebrating Juneteenth. In Northern California, seven people were shot, one fatally, near Lake Merritt in the city of Oakland. People happened, they said, while thousands of people gathered around the lake in downtown. Oakland police were there to monitor public safety. Yeah. Immediately after the shooting, Oakland police officers observed two men running from the scene with firearms. Both men had been arrested, two firearms recovered. Let me tell you, I'm going to make you a bet that both men running from the scene were black kids. Black men. And the reason why they won't tell you that, that's why I know they were black. When they get one fatally, seven people were shot, one fatally, they don't give you the details. Two children were among eight shot at a party, but they don't tell you any details about it. That's when you know. So let's go into the Chicago violence. Residents in one Chicago ward are giving up on calling the police as the city fails to protect them from violent crime. According to one city council member, Alderman Ramon Lopez described the violence plaguing his constituents in the city's 15th ward and beyond, slamming Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot, whose law enforcement policies and focus on systematic racism, he said, are doing little to stop mostly gang-related violence. Generational gang life isn't just something that's just encouraged. It's almost revered in some neighborhoods, said Lopez, whose constituents are about 67% Latino, 22% black. He says, if you really want to get to what's at the heart of this, it's the gangs, and it's the borderline collapse of the family unit in many of our neighborhoods. Lightfoot has avoided calling out gangs in our community as a source of violence in our city. Gang life, he says, it reaches all the way from high schoolers to fourth, fifth graders, was responsible for the recent shooting of a 14-year-old girl in one of his neighborhoods and other recent shootings. And folks, I promise you, it's far worse than anything that I could tell you. It's far worse. They said during the June 4th through 6th weekend alone, five people were killed, more than 50 were shot. That is repeated all over this country every day.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.